Lesson 8. Danger, hungry plants. Everyone knows that animals eat plants. There is nothing unusual about that. But have you heard about plants that eat animals? Let's discover where some of them live and how they get their food. Growing in the wild, only along the coast of North and South Carolina, is a plant with unusual eating habits. It is called the Venus flytrap and grows well in the sunny weather that the Carolinas enjoy most of the year. The best places to see it are in marshy areas where the soil is poor. This does not matter to the Venus flytrap. It is different from most plants because it does not rely on its roots to supply the food it needs. The Venus flytrap grows to a height of about 12 inches and has little white flowers. Each of its leaves has a hinge running down the middle with a row of tiny spines along each side. When an insect lands on one of them, the leaf snaps shut, trapping the creature inside like a prisoner behind bars. The center of each leaf is a rich red color. To a fly, this looks like raw meat, which is exactly what flies like to feed on. The plant also has a sweet smell that attracts other insects. The Venus flytrap is not finicky, eating whatever it can catch. This includes different kinds of insects, ants, and even small frogs or lizards. Once attracted by the smell, an insect coming closer has no idea of the danger it is in. Seeing what looks like fresh meat, it lands and the leaf snaps shut. The insect is trapped. The more it struggles, the tighter it is held. The plant then starts to digest its meal. It does this in much the same way your stomach breaks down the food you eat. In a week to 10 days, the plant has absorbed everything it needs. The leaf then opens and gets rid of what is left. You do not have to go to North or South Carolina to see these interesting plants. You can grow them yourself at home. A nursery will sell you young plants. The Venus flytrap plant will thrive in a goldfish bowl or large glass jar. Place a few inches of wet moss mixed with sand in the bottom of the bowl and cover the roots of the plant with it. Keep the temperature around 75 degrees during the summer months. In winter, move the plant to a cooler spot around 40 degrees. Make sure the sand mixture stays moist during the growing season. Water it a little each day instead of letting it get dry and then soaking it. Rainwater is better than water from the tap. To feed the Venus flytrap, drop a couple of live ants or small insects into the container from time to time. Keep it covered so that the insects cannot escape. And keep it in a place where it gets plenty of light. Then, watch what happens.